getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Let's go.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Wow, was that my song, y'all? Hey, this is Roz.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. That sounds real good.
Hey, this is Getting Real with Roz. I'm Roz. That was Baby Come On, one of my songs early on in my career. And you can get that on Infinite L SoundCloud channel at infinitelent.com or check their SoundCloud channel. So today, first of all, I can't even believe that this is actually the day. And I'm going to call on my friend Marlon Bankston. Not yet, but we're going to have him in here soon to talk with you. And I'm so excited to have my friend and guitar player, feels like a brother, on here with me for my first time talking on my radio show. Woo-woo,
yay.
So, but first, I wanted to talk a little bit about myself, and then because I'm a musician, I like talking about me. No, I'm kidding. I want you guys to know who I am because I will be on third Mondays of the month and at 7:30 to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I'd like for you to get to know who I am first. So as I introduce and talk to the guests, you'll feel comfortable with me, and then hopefully you'll feel comfortable with the guests that I introduce. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself first, and then I'll have Marlon Bankston talk to us here in a second. And I'm, like I said, I'm really excited about this. But first of all, I'm going to literally talk you through as much as I can without boring anybody. But I'm excited about my past because that's how where I am today, and I'm able to be on this talk show, radio show, because of, I believe, the gifts that I've been given, and I'm happy to share. But first of all, I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, and grew up in a musical family. My mom was a minister of music, and from doing gospel music, I learned in school, in elementary school, to play violin and piano, which taught me to read music. And then after that, I did of course, I was always in gospel music, and then classical music in school, and I took that on to junior high school, just continue to work on those styles of music only. But I did get a break in junior high school to play a little bit of saxophone, tenor sax, and I knew I was going to be the best sax player in the world, but that didn't happen, but I'm okay with that. And then string bass, so I added those two instruments to, like, you know, some things that I could do early on. Then high school, went choral, was in a choir, orchestras, and I'm going really fast so I can get my next guest in here, and I want him to ask me. First of all, we'll talk about him and then have him ask some more questions about some of these things. But in college, I got a Bachelor of Arts in Music with a teacher certification, started a gospel choir there from 5 people to 50, and we toured throughout the country. Then I added to a jazz ensemble, sort of like Take Six. It was a 6 group a cappella jazz group that also traveled, and I arranged the music, and just probably two of my most favorite things that I did in college, undergraduate. So getting into what I do today was music. Is I learned about, like, singer-songwriters, you know, just playing the guitar and singing on the stage. And I remember I watched and I listened to these guitar singers, songwriters, like, to like 3 o'clock in the morning, just like in awe, because I had never seen anything like that. I've only seen, like, you know, the gospel music with the, you know, the piano, bass, B Hammond organs, you know, stuff like that. And I had never seen anybody just stand there in person anyway and just play and sing. And I was just infatuated, but I wanted to do what they did. I just didn't know how. So from that, I just continued to do what I did, and I was in operas and plays and musicals. I got in everything I could possibly get into in my undergraduate which is Bethel College in North Newton, Kansas. And so then after I graduated there, I was an adjunct professor for a while, and I had two grad assistantships at two different colleges, and just amazing, amazing opportunities that I've had during that time. And so with that, this is leading to, again, to what I do today. In my heart, my spirit, I always wanted to sing and play different types of music, not just gospel or opera. I wanted to do like R&B and hip hop, pop stuff, you know, stuff, things that I heard on the radio. So when I left the last assistantship, I ended up getting married. My first marriage ended up getting a divorce. And from that experience, I felt like I got to get my life back. I had stopped performing. I never thought, it was maybe 7 years or so or that I stopped singing. Never thought that I would ever get back on stage again. And I was actually okay with that until one day a friend asked me just to play with him a song. And I thought he meant me, just play the piano for him. And until I had told him yes, I realized later he meant for me to sing the song and play it. And that was actually how I got it. I'm just now remembering that. That's how I got back into music. And so I remember playing and singing that song. And from then on, I started getting myself back into music and learning how to, first of all, it was still kind of like gospel music at first, until I wanted so bad to get into the studio, and I didn't know how to do it. But I ended up, I made a vision board, and I started just saying what I started a nonprofit organization called FAME, Females of Art, Music, and Entertainment, where we all got together, and I had told the people, excuse me, I remember, like a lot of people talk about what they want to do, but they don't know how to do it, or people like talking and not really meaning it. And so I just remember getting a group of friends together, and I said, you know what, let's do this together. We're going to just write down your goals this month, next month, so on. And that's how I got kind of going into the music that I'm going to be talking about here. But I just learned that we have a caller calling in from 816 area code.
Hello, Roz.
Is that my boy?
I just wanted to say I'm so happy for you. Yours is a voice that the whole world needs to hear.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a radio voice, you guys. That's my husband.
Oh, amazing. Hey.
That's my husband, Nathan McCommon.
Hey.
And Barry White over there, that's Marlon, if can you hear him.
Yeah. Hey Nathan. I thought I was auditioning for a Barry White tribute band, but I find out that this is an interview, a Roz interview, so.
And this is Nathan, are you still there?
Yeah.
It's funny to hear his voice, because Nathan's, Marlon's voice is about an octave above my husband's normally, and now they are speaking in the same register, so this is pretty entertaining for me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, Nathan, and I know you have meetings going on tonight, but I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, have a good evening. I wish you well.
Uh-huh, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All righty. That was my boo, y'all. Anyway, I'll finish really quickly, like I said, because I want to get on to talking to my guest. But going back a little bit, because I felt like this was really important, is the part about knowing and having a dream and being able to follow it and seeing everything go through, come to fruition by talking, and not just talking about it, but doing something about it. So, a couple years ago when I was in Kansas City, I am now in Seattle, Washington area, but when I was with Marlon Bankston, I remember him even asking, is there something like that for men? And because it's the same premise for any business who you want to start, it's one thing to feel like you want to go from zero to 13 million. There's things and steps in between. And so with this group organization, again, I called it FAME, Females of Art, Music, and Entertainment. I remember starting with that group, and I had always wanted to do a CD. So I did a Christmas CD that's never been released, but it's an electronic CD with a little singing on it that I did from a studio that I had at the time called Fruity Loops. And that's how I got started. And then after that, I left my first husband, I had some health issues. Even that, it just seems like everything was against me. I, you know, could barely lift my head out of bed. And to today, you know, it's hard, you know, just remembering that I was just so helpless and physically not doing well. But I just remember in the back of my mind, I just felt like I'm going to get better. I'm going to get strong. I'm going to do this. And so anyway, so with that, I met a producer, started working with him, and the first song that you heard was called Baby Come On in the intro. And so that was one of the CDs that we did together. That was never released, but you can find that again on the Infinite L SoundCloud, and you can have the free download. So with that, I met my now husband for the first time, and I just remember saying, wow, do you know anywhere else I can go to record? And we started comparing people's names and realized we had the same kind of phone, like the same people that we knew. And we would ended up talking from that day on, obviously getting married, but we started performing together. He would be on guitar and I was just on shaker. And we would sing, play, and from then on, it's literally been history seeing the amount of things that I've been able to do with him. And we actually have a performance. I have one with him on Wednesday at this place called The Spar in Tacoma. And then I have a solo performance at Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle tomorrow. And Friday, he and I have one just as a duo at Columbia Fitness Center in Seattle. So with that, there's lots of other things that we can talk about. And before I finish that portion, I wanted to say one more thing is I remember when I was young, I told myself I wanted to be a female Quincy Jones. And that part did come true because I got recording studio and I've been able to record myself and have some work doing some of the production and stuff like that. So I'm very grateful for my talent and I had an opportunity to be on the radio when I was in college and I didn't take it because I was too busy and so I regretted it. And so now I'm here with you talking on the first radio show, Getting Real with Roz, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity that Infinite L has allowed me to have this platform and looking forward to some guests coming up in the next month to 2 months and so on. But for right now, and we can continue asking questions about me, but right now I want to introduce and bring in our next guest, Marlon Bankston, and let's give him a Midwest welcome. Slam, that slammed it off. It was just like, bam. Yeah. I didn't fade it enough.
What instrument was that? Was that a guitar? Was it a keyboard? What was it?
That was you.
Was it Marlon Bankston singing and that's what came out?
That's what came out. Do you remember that day, Marlon? It was you. I just had my iPad and I was just starting to like learn how to video. Had my iPad and you were practicing at the Jewel and did this really mean like guitar riff and I recorded it and that's what that was. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that. I remember a lot about that Jewel Theater. It was very interesting, Roz. And I'm gonna circle back around. I got to ask a question, though.
No problem.
Because Nathan, well, your journey to get to this point right here sounds like you had to go through some changes in order to get to this point. How important for those who are listening that's similarly situated How important is it to choose the right mate or have the right mate by your side as you're going into music? How important is that? Does that play into this at all?
So, good question. When I was with my first husband, I realized, wait a minute, there's some tension there. And I started feeling insecure about myself and not wanting to be in public. I didn't want to talk to people because of the insecurities that I felt, and my spirit that started to be broken. And again, my health started declining. And so when we separated for a little bit, and that was big for me, you know, to even be able to separate myself from that, the toxicity of that group. But it was a rude awakening. I remember stepping away. I found a little friend that I started recording with. And I was so excited. And then we got back together, you know, to see if we can reconcile a couple months later. And I was sharing about, oh, I'm so excited. I get to record, listen to my recording. I got these songs. And I remember the way he looked at me as if he was disgusted. And I thought, that's weird. And then I thought, okay, wait a minute. I thought he would be excited. But then maybe a couple months, or I don't even know if it was a month later, I realized that would be my life. I would not be able to do what I love. So that was a big sign that I could not ever be in music and entertainment, because you have to have that right partner. So when I met my now extroverted husband, it was so amazing, because he had also had a background of music and performing. And he also, we're a lot alike in that we just love people. We love to host people and just have good people around us. And that's who he was. And still is to me, and able to. And that's how you and I, Marlon, are able to be friends. Back then, with the first, that would have never happened. And I know there are people in those situations, and I hope the best for them. But I know you and I would probably never have been friends. And so with Nathan, secure as he is as a person, he's also considers you one of his good friends as well. And I'm thankful. So that's really important to have the right name.
I think the first time I met you was my band, The Rent.
Tell them about that, Marlon.
At the band, The Rent, and we were looking for a singer to come in and be the front person. And then when you came in and performed at our studio, which was downtown Kansas City, Missouri, at the time, my business partner, co-manager of the band, Skip, and I had an agreement that if for something to happen, we have to both agree. If one agree and the other don't, then we can't do it. So I wanted to bring you on. And Skipper wanted to bring you on too, but he said she needs to be doing her own thing. She's an individual. This would stifle her stuff. And I'm going, I don't know about that, but okay. And then I walked Roz out the door, and I told Roz, I said, you know what? It was nice meeting you. We will be working again. And I remember, Roz, you looking at me like I was crazy. Is he trying to rap on me? Is he talking about meeting down at the corner drugstore, you know, to get a Slim Jim and a drink? I mean, what is he talking about? But I had a feeling that we were going to, you know, something. And I have done this with other musicians in Kansas City. And when I meet them, there's something that tells me in my ear that, you know, you're going to end up working with this person because there's a profound musical synergy with that person. So next thing I know, I called Roz for several things, and she couldn't do it. She was unavailable. And finally, she called me to come play for a college, I guess. Are you a college in Western Kansas?
Oh my God!
Yeah. And when I went and did that gig, we did the rehearsals in my studio. Nathan was playing bass. You put the group together with Donovan and Nathan on bass. You playing keyboards and me on lead guitar. And your task was to play keyboards and strings and direct the choir too. When we got to the site and got ready to do the gig, and I saw you conducting all that, I said, oh wow, this is what it was right here. This lady knows her stuff. She can do this. I was very impressed. After that, I was sold. You know what I mean? Anything she needs me to do, I'll come up and do it. You know what I mean? So
That was amazing. That's so true. But the reason why, by the way, I'll say what my story was. So when Marlon walked me out, he was like, yeah, it was really nice, you know, working with you. And I know we're going to work together in the future. And I was like, the future. And I'm thinking, so the future is not now, I guess. So did I just get fired? So I didn't know. I was like, I didn't know that you were. I said, this is the best firing I think I've ever had. But it took me a minute to realize that you were not expecting me within the band. And I, and honestly, Marlon, I actually didn't think you guys liked me. I think it was more, I wish Skip would call in. I remember him looking at me like, next. And then I thought, oh my gosh. And then what's his name? Petey. I think Petey was there.
Yeah, Petey. Yeah.
Petey. Yeah, we still are in contact. And so same. And I just was like, man, I guess I blew that one. So then, you know, after I learned later what it really was, I really respect that. I appreciate, you know, what he saw and what he felt, you know, about that. So because of time, I'm actually going to go on to, and by the way, if you guys couldn't, I really wish you guys could hear Marlon's real voice. We'll have to have him on another day, but I'm glad he's not feeling well, but I'm so glad he's able to be on here with me. But I'm, with something Marlon asked me is about, you know, having the right partner, I'm going to go and so that the audience can get to know me through your his voice and mine, let's have them, we're going to discuss a few original title tracks from my CDs, and we'll discuss together afterwards. The first CD that I released is called Thanks to You. Let's hear that.
Hey, you're listening to Getting Real with Roz on the Infinite L Radio. Let's connect on Instagram at GrammyNod.
So you got to unmute your mic when you say all the stuff that I just said. I said I dropped some really good knowledge, and we missed it because I was on mute. I keep forgetting I'm not on my phone. That song just brings back so many memories. I have a Latin jazz funk band that I just started, and we're performing Wednesday, like I said earlier, and we're doing this song. Marlon, do you remember performing this song with me?
I remember that particular one.
Do you remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
So do you know what the words
song.
Are?
Thanks to you, I believe.
Did you ever know what I was saying in my verses by chance?
No, because I was, like the other musicians, we were being beaten into submission to get the song right.
Well, that's exactly. But you learned from it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. No, I had the world to my back, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. So, no, that's true, Marlon. I same as for me when I'm playing with other or for other people. I've learned that. So now, and being in other people's bands, that you know, you guys are already doing enough, and then so they know the lyrics. And but what I said, because you asked me about how important it is to have a good person or a good partner.
Yes.
Verse two
right.
is specifically yes. it says, just when I felt that I had the only man in my dreams, he slowly started, slowly started showing me the ugly side of him. I finally woke up and I saw what he was doing to me, and that's when I packed my bags because I knew I needed to leave.
Right.
The premise of this song, and I bring up my songs again because I felt like people could understand a little bit who I am too through my songs. Basically all the things, I'm not a victim of it. It's just it made me who I am today, made me better, made me stronger. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Sum total. You're sum total of all your experiences. We all are, you know. Yeah.
For sure. So, and I do miss playing with you and having that that guitar playing and music director and, you know, all the things that you do. And did you want to share really quickly between your coughs? Are you going to, you need the Heimlich maneuver? So I need to come over there.
Who, me?
You.
Oh, me.
I feel so bad.
I mean. Am I still on? Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was the question?
First of all, like I said, I feel really bad that you don't feel well, but that also shows professionalism because, you know, that's what happens when we perform. At least pre-COVID, you know, the show must go on. I broke my foot in three places, and I walked up to the stage and performed. You know, I can't let the band down. And so, again, I'm saying how I appreciate you being here. But I also said that I just miss playing with you and having you on the guitar.
So I'm going to make another prediction. You know, I predict that we will be playing again. We'll either be in the studio or we'll play live, but something's going to come about. The universe is going to put everything in order so that can happen. You know what I mean? We'll know it, though. We'll look at each other and go, like, see, we told you.
This time.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And that's, you know what, that's actually something I forgot to mention is at the end, I have this phrase now that I say often is speaking life into people. And that's what I want to have this broadcast do, because I also learned that, and you know this about me, I actually I keep a lot of things to myself as far as in my personal life, and sometimes even music things until they come to fruition. Well, sometimes, you know, when you just said something about speaking into the universe, I learned that sometimes when you do that, there are kind of those blessing blockers, you know, people who speak against it or, you know, they predict something else really from their own selfish desires that is not really meant for me. So what I learned how to do is just, first of all, quiet the clutter. And I share with people who, first of all, I know that can dream with me, who can hold me up, who can lift me up when I'm down, and me the same for them.
Right.
And so I started saying, you know, let me speak life, you know, into people instead of you know, being first to like show them all the bad and all the negative that can happen. So when you say you speak it, you're right, Mark. You did. You told me that. You said we're going to work. Even though I didn't know I was getting fired from that band, you did tell me. You said we're going to work together. And we did. And that has been amazing. I was actually, that was one of the hard things about leaving Kansas City. I felt like I had finally got a group that I really enjoyed working with. So I know we're going to. You're right. I agree.
Yeah. The theater, the Jewel on Main, was a you had bought this theater, leased this space, but and then we had a bunch of acts coming in through that, so they could polish their acts and perform for the public. You did all that. You set all that up. Some people who wouldn't have had the opportunity to play in any of the clubs or anything in Kansas City, you made that happen for them by having that Jewel. Theater. And I never did lights before until I started hanging around you. Then I got a crash course on lighting.
I was like, you got to get busy. I can't pay you, but you need to get up there and change those lights.
Exactly.
But yeah, really, really important. So I'm going to go on and I'm going to introduce the next song. It is, again, it's going to talk a little bit about the background of where I was in my musical journey. And this next song is called I Am Not Perfect.
I am not perfect.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Well, I haven't heard that song in a while. That, you all, you can find that on my YouTube channel, Roz Music Pages. It's I'm Not Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song in a while. And there's a line in there that says, trust me, I would never want to hurt no one. I've hurt myself by playing roulette with a gun. This gun is loaded with tapes of mine. They play all over again and all at the same time. And what was going on after my first relationship, I just had these, you know, just these horrible just thoughts just that, you know, I couldn't control. And instead of, you know, someone else killing me with their words, I was then learning how to kill myself with my own words. And that's what that song. And so it was just, you know, say goodbye to those who hurt you. Say hello to new chapters. I'll show you how. I'll write them down, you know, because I'm not perfect.
Yeah, that is cool. Very cool.
Yeah, totally forgot about that and that line.
Yep.
But yeah, you write songs, Marlon. Do you? I know you've played on other people's CDs, but did you ever get any of your projects out?
I did actually. I was in a long time ago. I was shopping my stuff to in LA. Warner Brothers, Motown, and all them. And then I had, I don't know how, somebody introduced me to Noni Hendrix. Noni Hendrix had played for Patti LaBelle. And I remember Nona said, bring him, come on, me, to my concert. I'll give you guys backstage passes. That was in Palo Alto, California.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was listening to the music backstage. And then she said, I'm going to take this and give this to someone that can help you. And I didn't think anything of it. You know, a few months later, whenever I get a letter from Vicky Wickham. She's British. She was the manager for Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, as well as LaBelle and Dusty Springfield, and I forget who else she did. She hosted a show in England called Ready, Steady, Go that broke the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and all that. But anyway, I didn't know that at first. I had to learn that on my own. But she tried to get me a record deal, and we came close several times. But at that time, you know, even my record business in the late 80s and 90s was business. You know what I mean? There was accountants that were counting beans and everything and signing folks. So if you had a sound, they wanted you to sound like Michael Jackson. And if you sounded like Michael Jackson, they said, well, we already got that sound. We don't need that. So it's very hard for new artists to get in and stuff. But I've written songs. I have them. I don't break them out. I was thinking about maybe trying to re-record some of that and put on new stuff. I wrote some songs Garage Band.
Mm-hmm.
Came out as scores, like movie-type scores, you know what I mean? And
okay,
I would like to do that one day, kind of. Do movie scores or something. Just, you know, snippets like you would when the opening credits and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe the Infinite L Radio could use some of your tracks.
that
would be really cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So this is something I've learned here recently, too. I had, when I was sharing about not sharing some of my stuff that I do with everybody, just kind of keeping it and then just share with who I want to share. I had also realized when you mentioned about not, you know, almost being signed, that happens so often that, and even with me, with some of the stuff that I've done, there's so many almost or something horrible happens and I get this deal, but then it didn't go through. I'm at a performance, and then the day that my performance is about to start, there was a fire, so they had to shut down production.
Lord.
You know, just crazy stuff. But then when I realized what was going on, there's an energy out there that does not want to see people do well and see people be happy. And so I realized there's so many stories of entertainers having that issue. You know, and so I totally get it and I totally understand, you know, just to put us all just in this bad space. And so that's why we have to keep our people, you know, who we can trust with our good, you know, energy and just keep holding each other up during those times because we have a really powerful talent and gift to be able to bring people together, you know.
Right, exactly. Yep.
So, So hopefully, like I said, seriously, maybe we can use a track or two and kind of weave it in somewhere. But
yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
You know,
that'd be cool.
I'll do something like that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna. There's one more song I want to introduce, and I think this might be the last song that we can we might have time to play. But before we go to that song, I want to go to an area code 206, and I'm going to keep it short because of time. But area code 206, that's a Washington number.
206, okay.
Yeah.
Whose number is that?
Caller?
Hello? Oh, okay. I didn't know I was on. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Rod. And Marlon, nice to hear you. You two have good chemistry, and I'm hoping that you'll get to work together again. Maybe we need to fly Marlon out to the Seattle area or something. I don't know.
I
wanted to ask you, and this is addressed to Roz, but Marlon, you can also answer too. I'm so curious about how your creative process with writing songs. I'm a visual artist, and I have my own process for creating visual art. I have never created music before. I mean, I don't think I have. And I just want to know how that happens for you. Does the lyrics come first, or does the music come to you, or is it all just different each time?
So first of all, Sean, I have to say this. Sean is one of my working partners who probably one of the – there was someone I used to work with outside of music in Kansas area. And Sean reminds me so much of that person. We connect very well. We got into videography. And so you can, again, see some videos online that we've been able to do together. And we are still shooting, different projects. And I've really enjoyed working with her.
I didn't know you were
going
to reveal who I was,
Well, you just reminded me.
Because I'm a fan of your music
outside of that. Oh, but. I appreciate that. But I also bring it up because I had to, you reminded me, oh, my gosh, she did the, if you look closely at my I Love the Music CD, she did the graphics on there, and there's actually little bitty bodies, my body made into the letters. Yeah, so please look that
That was a team effort. Mason took the pictures, and
oh right, yeah, he did a great job.
And then we all designed it together.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. But by the way, before I answer her question, we have maybe time for one more caller at area code 317. So I'm going to answer Sean's question really quick and hang up. And but that's also a good question. My songs can literally come from everywhere. One thing that I did stop doing was I start watching movies so I can fall asleep at night, because what would happen was my ideas would come in the middle of the night. I'm like, I'm asleep. You had all day to write music. You are not going to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're not doing it. So that's one thing that I have to change about my songwriting skills. But, it literally comes from everywhere. Sometimes it just I can hear a melody, and then the melody tells me what words I need to use. Or sometimes like a relationship, or maybe like something that just happened within society happened, and it kind of inspires me. But I'm gonna go ahead and take this next call, Bashan. I really appreciate you and appreciate your time
for
calling in, and I will definitely obviously connect with you soon.
Okay, take care, both of you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you take care. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Area code 317.
Hi, this is Zenobia Bailey.
Zenobia, hello. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Zenobia.
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you very much. I came in on the midway of that last question, and that was one of the things that I was going to pose with you as well. And I really wanted to say just congratulations on the launch of, at least I think it's the launch of your show.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then congratulations still. And I'm just looking forward to you having even more success than you already do, Roz.
Means a ton, because you also have a podcast, correct?
I do. Yes, I do.
And I appreciate.
We're not talking about me. We're hailing you.
Yes, and I appreciate it. I really do. I think it means a ton for you to come to call in for that. And And yeah, thank you. And yeah, as far as the songwriter, I hope I answered that part of the question for you. But yeah, this is the launch.
Oh, you did.
And I did. Okay, good. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Zenobia, for calling out. Huh? Go ahead, say it again.
I was just going to say congratulations to your your guest as well. I forgot his name, but
Marlon.
Well, congratulations to you as well. And
you
all
have
a wonderful evening, okay?
We sure will. Thank you, Zenobia. We'll connect soon.
All righty. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, well, we're going to play one more song, and I think we have time for this last song that I'd like to play. It's called Winter Breeze.
Are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
Yes, we're about to wrap up the show, but the last song will be on the Infinite L Radio website, infinitelent.com, and you can listen to Winter Breeze. And one of the special things about this particular CD is that I produced it myself, because I kept getting messed over in the studios and the engineers and the you know, all of the above, and it gets really expensive, you know, for people to kind of mess you over in that arena. So I learned how, when I said earlier on the broadcast that I would be a female Quincy Jones, well, I ended up producing, you know, the songs. It's not a matter of it being the best, like Grammy-winning CD or anything, but it felt good that I was able to do this project on my own, just because I was kind of tired of the blockage that I would get from people that I was working with. So I remember when I wrote the song and I went into the studio with it, I remember looking in our backyard where I used to live, and it was lots of trees and it was just really pretty to me. And so I remember writing, and my studio was on the back, and I looked, and it was winter, and Marlon, you know how the winters are in Kansas. I did not miss that.
Outrageous. Yeah.
And I remember the engineer looking at me, and he stopped the production, and he just looked at me. He says, "Why did you write that song? It was almost like so profound for him." I just remember the way he looked at me, like this is like he didn't have any words, you know, for you know, the song. So it made me feel good, you know, that that he had appreciation for my song being, you know, I think he had worked with Justin Bieber, and I forget who else he's worked with. So it meant a ton for him to just be, you know, in awe of my song.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, great song.
You played it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is the CD that of the one, and this is a Christmas CD, by the way, this Winter Breeze CD that you can find on my Bandcamp, or actually on social media platforms, but bandcamp.com/rosmicmusic, MCCMUSIC.
Uh-huh.
But this is the CD that had Memories Come Flooding Down on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that next time on your show. Memories, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. So, but yeah, with the Christmas coming up, I'll be doing some submitting of my Christmas songs.
Yeah.
But I think I got like about 5 minutes left, and so what I'm going to do is have some closing items before we stop the broadcast. But I'd like to, first of all, tell you about my next show date, which will be Monday, November 28th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll have musician, indie artist Elias Kuala from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And other show segments. Yeah. And in other show segments, we're going to make sure to check the music showcase that aired on Saturday, October 1st, 2022. That show is hosted by IO Radio Show's creator, producer, L, and broadcast the first Saturday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out the End of Know with Oheniwa show that broadcasts live each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week, Oheniwa will be doing a special segment highlighting reggae music. So, and then we'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Marlon Barry White Bankston tonight with the major sniffles.
Whatever.
You got to record yourself, by the way. This is too good to just go.
To let it go? Okay.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. So, Marlon, if you were to speak life into someone, what would you share with them at this time?
Just anybody?
Anybody, if it's their little self when you were little Marlon, and if it was me when I was there speaking life into the next person, what would you say?
I'd say for you, for me, for all of our friends that are doing it, keep doing it. For anybody who's out there who's wondering, keep doing it. Life's full of, my mother used to say, life's full of surprises. You just never know. But I know one thing, if you don't do it, no one will ever hear it. So you got to do it, work on your craft, and then get out of the basement and share it with everybody.
Yes, I Agree, because that saying is, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Yeah,
and we don't want to have that. Just get somebody, get some good friends that really believe in you. Don't let anything. I've had sickness. I was on my bed where I thought I'd never be able to get out of it at some days.
Uh-huh.
And to be able to do what I do today, it is possible. Just believe and just keep people that you hold dear and have, you know, that can lift you up at this time.
Right.
So I think that is it. I think I got three more minutes, and I can either just keep talking or shut it down. And we're going to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to speak life into someone today.
Amen. Amen.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it.